I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Chhattisgarh, India's anti-conversion bill has run into trouble over amendment questions. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India explains what's happening.
They want to amend the law to make it stronger. And the amendment that's being proposed is that any religious conversion will require a pre-approval on the part of the government.
Stravers believes the laws were designed to slow the spread of Christianity, but says even if enforcement causes problems for their partners, they're not easily deterred.
We have a new work starting in El Salvador where we're partnering with some Honduran missionaries. We'd like to send work teams down there to help with the building projects that'll be ongoing.
That's World Gospel Missions' Bill Bucher talking about their newest medical clinic. It's a perfect jump start for this new outreach in El Salvador. Bucher explains how the construction builds opportunities for the gospel to shine.
Work teams is a tremendous opportunity, not only for the people to interact with the nationals, but then the internationals seeing the love of Jesus coming to the field through work teams and people giving their time and talent.
And finally, over the weekend, Little Samaritan Mission distributed thousands of Face of a Child gifts prior to the first day of school. School groups, churches, Sunday school classes, and many others helped make the Face of a Child project possible for approximately 6,000 children in the Republic of Moldova and Transnistria. Each child gets a new winter coat, school supplies, and hygiene products. Often the love that accompanies the gift opens the door for the hope of the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing in the West, yet few Christians know about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.